ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 10, entitled The Pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, Text Number 9. Raksha Svasur Vyakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes Tasyaha Karatrishida Dushana Mukhya Bandun Jagne Chatur Dasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Panir Atamana Uvasa Kistram Raksha Sasur Vakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes. Is that the right meter? Okay, let's do Chintamani. Raksha Sasur Vakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes. Raksha Svasur Vyakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes Tasya Karatri Shiradushana Mukhya Bandhun Tasya Karatri Shiradushana Mukhya Bandhun Jagne Chatur Dasha Sahasram Aparaniya Jagne Chatur Dasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Pani Ratamana Uvasa Krishtam Kodanda Pani Ratamana Uvasa Krishtam Raksha Svasur Vakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes Tasya Karate Shiradu Shanan Mukhya Bandhun Jagne Chatur Dasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Pani Ratamana Uvasa Krishtam Sakkarati Shiradushana Mukhya Bandhun Jagne Chadurdasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Pani Ratamana Uvasa Krishtam Raksha Svasur Vakrita Rupam Ashuddha Bhudes Tasya Karate Shiradushana Mukhya Bandhun Jagne Chadurdasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Pani Ratamana Uvasa Krishtam Tasya karate shiradusha namukya bandhun. Jagne chadurdasha sahasram aparaniya. O udanda panya atamana. Ladies, Rakshasa Suva Krita Rupa Mashura Buddhis Tasya Karatra Shiradusha Namukya Bandhun Jagne Chadurdasha Sahasrama Paraniya Kodanda pani atamana uvasa krisram rakshasvasu of Suparnaka, the sister of Rakshasa Ravana. Vyakrita, Lord Rama, deformed. Rupam, the form. Ashuddha buddhe, because of her, and because her intelligence was polluted by lusty desires. Tasya, of her. Karatashira dushana mukya bandhun. Many friends, headed by Kara, Chishara, and Dushana. Chishara. Jagne. He, Lord Ramchandra, killed. Chaturdasha Sahasram, 14,000. Aparaniya, invincible. Kodanda, bows and arrows. Pani, in his hand. Atamana, wandering in the forest. Uvasa, lived there. Kistram, with great difficulties. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. While wandering in the forest, where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand, Lord Ramchandra deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 Rakshasa friends, headed by Kara, Trishira, and Dushana. Text number 10. Translation. O King Parikit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramchandra from his ashram, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramchandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. Text 11. Translation. When Ramchandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha. Just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. When Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshmana, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife, Then Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus, he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Purport. In this verse, the words Stri Sanginam Gatim Iti indicate that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instructions, Grihe Narim Vivarjayat, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances. But still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramchandra, when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi. But the situation of Lord Ramchandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana paro vyaktat. Narayan is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vipralamba, which is an activity of the Hladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Shringara Ras, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Sattvika, Sanchari, Vilapa, Mritcha, and Unmada. Thus, when Lord Ramchandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. As explained by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vyaktir Ladini Shakti. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramchandra therefore manifests the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and his pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:11. Avajananti mamudha manushintanam ashritam parambhama jananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being. But the mind, Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This is further explained in the Skanda Purana as quoted by Madhvacharya. There's a whole long Sanskrit verse here, and we'll get right to the Prabhupada's purport on that. It was actually impossible for Ravan to take away Sita. The form of Sita, taken by Ravana, was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burnt, and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection, for as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by Rakshasas like Ravana. Here the words Vaideha Raji Duhitarayi indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramchandra, she was protected by her father Vaideha Raj. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman's being independent. Asamaksham, for a woman cannot protect herself independently. Om Agyanatam Hidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvam Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurvenima Gum Guru Divachalam Pankam Langayate Girim Ekipatam Maham Vande Sigurum Dinatarunam. So, here Srila Prabhupada is very nicely pointing out, of course, many, many wonderful, wonderful points, but one very significant point here is that women should not be given too much freedom. The problem with modern society or present society, not even modern, but present society, is that because of the lack of protection given to the ladies, there's all sorts of difficulties in the world. And we don't have to get into those. We've heard it many a time. But the fact is that the women should be, along with elderly and the children, should be given protection throughout their lives. The elderly at the end of their lives, and certainly children in the beginning, so that they can grow up nicely and learn good habits, which will carry on throughout their lives, make them nice and strong, when so that when, as they get older, if they choose to take up the Grihastha ashram, they're prepared for it. Unfortunately, none of this training is there, so you can see the result is a world full of unwanted progeny and sinful activity, basically. And what to speak of the ladies. They should be given protection, as Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here in this purport. In the beginning, they're protected by the father, later on by the husband, and then later on by the children, the son. And otherwise, there's, again, chaos in society. And the Lord here is setting a very good example, as Prabhupada is pointing out, how if one, how if this isn't functioning properly, then it also affects the men in society. Because a man has a certain duty. And Srila Prabhupada points out that the woman is considered the better half because she assists him in completing his responsibilities in life. We have certain responsibilities. Of course, this is we take this as particularly in the Grihastha ashram. And those responsibilities, those samskaras, have to be performed correctly and properly. And the woman, the lady, is there to assist and help fulfill those responsibilities. And when that's not there, again, there's chaos in society. And we see that practically, that men are totally, for the most part, irresponsible in the world, and have created so many chaotic situations, from exploitation to gross sinful activities, etc., etc. It goes on and on. So, here, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out the condition of a person who is too attached to a woman. Asatyanga tag evaishnava chara stri sanga ekasara krishna bhakta ara. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how the devotee of the Lord, the one who is on the spiritual path, should avoid the association of ordinary people. Because generally ordinary people are concerned with, what is it, pound, shilling, and pence, Srila Prabhupada describes. Their main business is how to make money. Nidraya ariyate vyaktam bhavayena chavavaya divya karte hare rajan kutumba baranena va. Their business is working all day and going home, finding a little bit of sex life, and working all day for it for 30 seconds, and then going to sleep for a few hours. Then hurry up and get up, and hurry up and get out the door, and work a little bit more for another 8-10 hours, whatever. So this is their business of ordinary people. Their business is simply to make money and enjoy it, so-called enjoy it, because really it's not enjoyment. because Prabhupada gives the example of how the man is working all day and how does he describe them? As thieves, they come and pick his pocket, the wife, and the children, they come in the form of thieves or pickpockets, and he's very happy to give that. Right? Oh, thank you, my dear wife, for taking all of this. Thank you, my dear children, for taking all of this. Let me go out and work a little bit more so you can continue. And this is the basic condition in a material society. Again, we have to stress that a material society, ordinary people, because the common people are very much attached to sense gratification, particularly women. So one should avoid that kind of association and instead look for that association, sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarva shastra koi, that association which will uplift one and enthuse one for self-realization. Because again, we know that that is the goal of human life. If you don't have a goal in life, in human life, the common person doesn't really have a goal in human life outside of sense gratification. Let me just work real hard, become so-called successful, and etc., etc. So this is the condition. So the alternative, of course, is to associate with the saintly persons, those who are on the spiritual path. Srila Prabhupada points out here, according to moral instructions, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Of course, that is not a Hollywood tour or vacation tour up and down the Danube looking for sense gratification and do whatever the heck you want to do. That's not the kind of tour that one should take up. Neither alone or with one's wife, for that matter. The purpose of a tour is that one can become, and to go alone is so that one is, so that there are less distractions. And that tour should be to visit the holy places, Tirtha Kurvani, Tirthani, because those holy places are very special. And they have saintly persons there, and by their association, one becomes purified. And going on that tour means that one should be ready for inconveniences. Not that you travel in first-class coach and et cetera, et cetera. Eat the finest food in the restaurants and all this other stuff. No. It's meant for as Prabhupada points out here, formerly men used to travel without conveyances. And, of course, this is difficult for the ladies. Generally, they should live comfortably. Generally, they're with the children. And making sure that things are very organized in the home. But if one's not ready for that, instead goes out and simply is looking for a sense gratification, then it's not a workable arrangement. It's not a good idea. And unfortunately, that training is not in the world. And for the most part, people are not ready for practically anything or what to speak of responsibility. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his personal example. And of course, this is, again, on the material side. Material society means to become attached to sense gratification, and stri, ladies, the female, means that one is expanding. And what does that mean? Expanding means a home, children, car, this and that, furniture, whatever. It expands. The opposite, of course, is the life of a Krishna conscious person who recognizes that this setting in the home or with this partner, husband or wife, that they're meant to strive toward developing their Krishna consciousness, their spiritual consciousness together. They're assisting each other in fulfilling the goal of human life, and that is self-realization. Srila Prabhupada points out here, the separation of Lord Ramchandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vipralamba. Sometimes the separation or the lamentation or the madness or the ecstasies or the unconsciousness that Lord Ramchandra exhibited, because Prabhupada points out here that he displayed all of these various ecstasies, these symptoms, Satvika, Sanchari, Vilapa, Mritscha, Unmada, which is surrender, lamentation, unconsciousness, madness, ecstatic conditions. These were not material, this was not some material exhibition, but was genuine spiritual ecstasy. Sometimes this wonderful pastime of the separation of Sita and Ram are looked as some mundane emotion, and consequently the this wonderful appearance of Lord Ramchandra is marginalized. But in reality, it's the Supreme Lord is showing by example the spiritual ecstasies that one that the Lord experiences between himself and his devotees, but he shows also the personal or the material attachment that develops when the husband and wife are associating, and if that association is not proper. When Lord Ramchandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Satchitananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. So again, the pastimes and the moods and the emotions that Lord Ramchandra was exhibiting here were dealings of the Lord and his dear devotees. In this case, his internal potency, Ladini Shakti. And they're not understood by ordinary people, common persons. They can't understand how the Lord can exhibit such emotions, such qualities. But as Prabhupada points out here, he's a person. And just as we as persons can exhibit or exhibit a certain symptoms and likes and dislikes, emotions. They're originally there with the a personality of Godhead. All of those different rasas, those different exchanges are there originally in the personality of Godhead, establishing him in his personal form. We don't see that rocks are melting, or trees are, or some piece of dirt is experiencing anything. No, these inanimate objects are just that. They're inanimate. They're an inferior energy, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir Apon Alovayu. They're inferior, but the living entity, Aparamitastvanya Prakritim Vidime Param, the living entity is of a higher spiritual quality, a spiritual nature, just as the personality of Godhead is. And just as the Lord experiences all of these various emotions and wonderful pastimes, the living entity can be a part of those wonderful, loving pastimes. Just as all of the associates of Lord Ramchandra, although they were in monkey bodies or in even in some cases, some were rakshasas, by their association with the Lord, they became purified and experienced a very wonderful transcendental emotions. And again, this is all part of the Ladini Shakti, as Srila Prabhupada points out. Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami points out, the dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramchandra therefore manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. And these sorts of activities that we're hearing, these wonderful pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, as well as whatever other wonderful incarnations are there, they're all of the spiritual potency. And the mundane persons, Prabhupada points out, avajananti mamudha, the mundane persons, they can't understand this. They see this as some fantasy or an impossibility, just as we were talking with some person the other day, and they were commenting how we were watching this some news thing about different preachers in different religious organizations and how they were soliciting their congregation, and there were four or five of them, and the preacher got on and he would talk about how your what was it called? Gift? I think they called it a gift. You know, your donation, your contribution. If you give like this, if you give to this amount and that amount, you'll get better health. You'll get, you want to pay off your mortgage, then you need to give so much money, and you send it to this number, and I guarantee you'll get your mortgage will be taken care of, your house payment will be taken care of, your car payment, your health, your and it was on and on. It was amazing. It was totally amazing how someone would have the gall to make that kind of a solicitation, and they were dressed nicely. A suit and tie, they look, and in the background they had flowers and beautiful music, and it was hilarious. And the party I was with, after we got through watching these few people speaking, concluded that this is why I can't believe in religion. Because look at what goes on. In the name of religion, such cheaters are presenting themselves. And it was hard to argue. When you see such things being advertised openly, and people just eat it up. They're either desperate or totally ignorant. And they actually send money. This one woman was dying from cancer. And this was her daughter was describing this whole event. Her mother was dying from cancer, and when she heard this solicitation from, this particular minister, instead of giving anything toward her treatment, she gave everything to him. And then the next frame shows the daughter sitting by the bedside of her mother, who's on her last breath. And her daughter, understandably, was all upset and went 180 degrees the other direction. How can I believe in God? Show me. And therefore, they, as a result, such persons, they come out asking, well, show me God. Why should I believe? When you see stuff like this, how can you believe in God? Or in spiritual life. So we had an interesting conversation after that. But the fact is that when you see things like this, it's hard to develop faith. But faith has to be there to understand the reality of God. There has to be a certain degree of faith. Of course, it requires also a little bit of intelligence. If we look around, we can see that things are not happening just automatically. There's some intelligence behind it. It's not an accident. There's some intelligence. There's a supreme intelligence which is controlling and guiding things within the universe. Any honest person can see that. There's no answer for that on their side, except that it's we'll discover it, we'll reveal it, or we'll expose it, we'll disprove it, disprove him. So this is the case in the modern society, in the present society. To appreciate the pastimes of the Lord as described here in the Bhagavatam, or pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, or the Lord in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, it requires some piety, it requires some faith, it requires a certain degree of intelligence. Otherwise, they appear to be just mundane. But when we read the Bhagavatam, we can understand that this is not the fact. The Lord is showing by practical example, not only on the spiritual side, but also on the material side, and acting in such a perfect way. This is all for establishing his position as the supreme person. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? There's so much to say about this verse. It's hard to touch on it in the amount of time we have. Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So when they come across someone who's actually experiencing that personal relationship with God, like genuinely, they become more inspired or
right.
Want to call the Christian mercy.
So generally they haven't really came across people who are godly. You know, otherwise they would be inspired to also become godly. So that's my view on it.
Yeah, it's a fact that outside of, because of the lack of good association, again, sadhu sangha. If you're associating with the asat sangyatag, if you're associating with such personalities, then it's hard. How can you go in the right direction? How can you see those who are genuine? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It takes some good association and some piety.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your wonderful class. So here in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned that when Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burned, and the real Sita came out of the fire.
Right.
Could you explain more about that particular pastime, or how is that happening?
Well, as I remember it, it's a long pastime, but there was some rumor about the association that was there between Sita and Ravana. Her purity was questioned. So, the test was her going into the fire. And if she would come out of the fire unscathed, then we can understand it's the real Sita and that she was honest in her behavior. Prior to that, of course, when Ravana came to kidnap her, actually he got the Maya Sita Devi. It wasn't the real Sita. So when he touched her, this was not the real Sita. So at the end of that pastime, Sita Devi went in to the fire, and Agni carried her out. And that proved her purity. That's in a nutshell. There are many other little pieces in that whole experience, but the idea was to test whether Sita Devi was had been polluted by Ravana or not. But she stepped out of the fire, and everybody was happy. Any other questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.